Narrated Ubaydullah bin Abdullah bin Uthbah. We were informed that Musaylima al-Kazzab has arrived in al-Madinah and stayed in the house of the daughter of al-Harith. The daughter of al-Harith bin Qurayz was his wife, and she was the mother of Abdullah bin Amir. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came to him, accompanied by Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, who was called the orator of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had a stick in his hand then. The Prophet, peace be upon him, stopped before Musaylima and spoke to him. Musaylima said to him, "If you wish, we would not interfere between you and the rule, on condition that the rule will be ours after you." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "If you ask me for this stick, I would not give it to you. I think you are the same person who was shown to me in a dream, and this is Thabit bin Qais, who will answer you on my behalf." The Prophet, peace be upon him, then went away. I asked Ibn Abbas about the dream Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had mentioned. Ibn Abbas said, "Someone told me that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'When I was sleeping, I saw in a dream that two gold bangles were put in my hands, and that frightened me and made me dislike them. Then I was allowed or ordered to blow on them, and when I blew at them, both of them flew away. Then I interpreted them as two liars who would appear. One of them was Al-Ansi, who was killed by Fayruz in Yemen, and the other was Musaylima al-Kazzab.'"